Well, Jim, first of all, it's great to talk to you. And thanks for taking time out, because I've no doubt you've been very busy since you were selected as the Kerry Rose. How have things been, and how has your life changed since?
Hello, Rishi. I just want to say thank you for having me on tonight. It's a pleasure here to be with you. I was selected as the 2013 Kerry Rose on May 17th in the Ballyroe Heights Hotel. There was 23 other girls going for it, so it was an honour to have been selected. I've been very busy since, and I'm kept going with going to events and attending, you know, barbecues and charity fundraisers. It's fantastic, and I have a lot of preparations to do for August as well.
Yeah. And of course, you got a bit of a surprise when I said I wanted to talk to you, of course, and it was about football. Did you get a surprise?
Well, I thought you might be calling, Rishi. I know you were great friends with my grandfather, Dan Kavanagh, and my grandmother, Nellie Marys Kavanagh, so I wasn't surprised when you rang.
Yeah, because there's a great history behind this Kerry Rose, folks, and I suppose it's very unique for a young girl in Kerry to have her father, her grandfather and her great-grandfather and uncles and everything and brothers and all playing with Kerry. So there is a huge GAA tradition in the family, Jimmy. Have you always been conscious and aware of this football in the Kavanaghs and their attachment to Kerry?
I suppose I have, Rishi. Growing up, I couldn't escape from football, even if I wanted to. I suppose we live very close to Fitzgerald Stadium, and you know, our house is always a hive of activity on a match day. We were, you know, the last call before a game and the first stop after the result had been announced. My grandfather Dan, as you said, played for Kerry, and you know, he was very proud of that, and we were always well aware of it. Yes.
And of course, the football then is in the family, because your dad played with Kerry, I played with him myself, and we won county championship medals together, and your brother's in. And of course, you're a Croke woman. You couldn't join my own club, the Legion, because you were born into Croke family. So your brothers, tell us first of all, Jim, about your brothers and their football, because they played with Kerry also.
My brother, Aina, played for Kerry at under minors and under 21 level. He's now living in Australia. He's living in Sydney, Australia. He was on the Dr. Croke side that won the 2000 county final alongside my cousin, Donal Kavanagh, from the Muckus Road. Donal is now living in New Zealand. They've both emigrated. So I hope they'll be listening out. They'll be tuning into us, yes. Yeah.
So that was the... And how were the boys? How was Aina when he'd be playing big games? Was he the nervous type around the house? Would you see it change in him? And how did he take to it?
I suppose he was well used to it. He was playing football from a young age. I wouldn't have taken much notice of him, but, you know, he'd be eating more pasta and bananas.
By the way, before I forget it, were you into sports yourself in any way? Talk to us about your own sporting life, Gemma.
I would have played football and basketball growing up. I played football with St. Bridget's, the secondary school I attended here in Killarney. We reached the All-Ireland final 2 years in a row at schoolgirls level, but we were defeated on both occasions, unfortunately. But I suppose compared to the rest, you know, the rest of my siblings, my sister Orla played with Ireland at schoolgirls basketball level, and she played in the European Championships in Sweden, and she was won 3 All-Ireland medals with St. Bridget's school, and won 2 National Cup titles with St. Paul's senior ladies. So compared to my siblings and my cousins, I probably wouldn't be as sporty, but I think we all love, you know, being involved in a team and all the fun that goes with it.
Who had been some of your teammates when you were playing in the basketball?
Cassandra Buckley, who is still very involved with Kerry Ladies, a very sporting lady. Marion O'Callaghan, and several ladies now who are still very active in the community sporting world.
Now, by the way, tell us how many are in the family, and talk to us about your mum. We'll be talking about your dad lately.
My mum, Paula, is originally from Holyford in County Tipperary. Her father was from Tipperary as well, but her mother would be originally from Carsaveen. So she's a Kerry woman at heart. When I told her I was going for the Kerry Rose, she warned me to tell Dahi O'Shea. She's a big Dahi O'Shea fan, and she warned me to tell Dahi that, you know, she's a Kerry woman, even though her address is Tipperary. But my mother, yes, yeah, from Tipperary, and my father, Donal, as you said, would have played football in the 70s. He played alongside yourself with East Kerry, that won the All-Ireland Club Championship in 71, and he was recently in Croke Park for the 40th anniversary of the Combined Universities Railway Cup win in 73.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, football's a huge part of our life here.
Would you be conscious of your dad playing with Kerry and playing in All Ireland finals and winning county championships and playing with UCC and all that? When you go out now, and even before you became the Kerry Rose Jimmer, the name Kavanagh, would it resonate with people in relation to football? I'd imagine it would.
Oh, it would, of course. My first week, I was at an event in Tralee and I met a man who knew my great grandfather. Well, he knew of my great grandfather, Jack Myers. My great-grandfather Jack would have been on the 1903 Kerry side that won the first Kerry team to win in All-Ireland. And that man, you know, said, "Oh, I know all about you." And he was talking about Jack. And I was actually telling him the story about Jack's 1904 All-Ireland medal.
Tell us about it.
I will, of course. Jack's two brothers, Bill and Dan, emigrated to New Zealand. And Jack gave them the 1904 medal as a parting gift. And my cousin, as I said, Donal Kavanagh, who's living now in Wellington in New Zealand, he tracked down his New Zealand relatives on the Myers side and went to visit them. And the man, Matthew Myers, our distant relative, produced a box and gave it to Donal. And Donal opened it and it was Jack's 1904 medal. So it was mad to think that, you know, 100 years had passed and Jack's great-grandson Donal was, you know, looking at the medal on the other side of the world. Yeah.
So we'll go back now. We'll stay with Jack Myers, Latimer's and him. What do you know about him, Jimmy? Just I know that is a long ways back, but what do you know about him, and what have you heard your parents and talking about him and your granddad when he was alive and your grandma?
Well, I suppose the first thing that we always would have known about Jack would have been his footballing achievements. He worked in the Priory in Killarney. He was one of the groundskeepers there, and he was my granny Nellie Myers' father. She loved him. She was always talking about him. And my father has told me many stories about, you know, kicking a ball around with him when he was younger.
Who was your great-grandmother then? Who was his wife?
My great-grandmother was Kate Lyons.
Kate Lyons.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Now, come up along the line, so, to your granddad, Latimer Sin, Dan Kavanagh, and your grandmother, Nellie Kavanagh. I remember one Christmas visiting, it happened a couple of Christmases, I'd visit them below, and she always had a bottle of whiskey for me. And it was a bottle of Paddy. They were two lovely people, and I love visiting them. Yeah. You must have great memories.
Yeah, as you said, Nellie, she was a great character. She loved football. She really lived and breathed Kerry GAA. She was a big Dr. Croke supporter and was very proud of our family's affiliation to the club. My grandfather, Dan, he was originally from Dunquin in West Kerry and moved to Killarney in 1945. And he stayed with the Myers family when he arrived, as he knew Nellie's brother, Billy Myers, through football. And he met Nan, and sure, as you say, you know, the rest was history. Fell in love and got married.
She was a great sportswoman herself because she played camogie with Kerry and with Killarney and all, didn't she?
Yeah, she did indeed, and she was a great cyclist as well.
Yeah. And both of them lived to a great age, didn't they, Jimmy? You were lucky that you had them for so long.
I did indeed. My grandmother, Nellie, lived to see her 98th birthday. She passed away in 2011. And in one way, it's a pity they're not around to see all of this, because they, you know, were very proud of being from Kerry and had a real sense of pride of place, and they instilled that in all of us. You know, it's, as I said, it's a huge honour for me to have been selected as the Kerry Rose, and I'd love for them to be around to see it. But I was telling a few of my cousins that I was going to be on your show tonight, Uishe, and they got a fit of the giggles. A few of them said, you know, out of all the cousins, I think in a million years, Dan Kavanagh wouldn't have expected myself to be talking about sport with yourself, Uishe, on Radio Kerry. Yeah.
Well, I suppose it's a little bit unusual for me too, because you were on Terrace Talk, your dad was on Terrace Talk one time with me, and your grandfather was on Terrace Talk one time with you, and your grandmother was on Terrace Talk another time with me, because I used often call down to Dan, and he was a great man. He had a great memory for football, and he had a great love for Killarney and for the Crokes and for Kerry. He played football with Killarney and all, of course. He had a great love for all things Killarney and all things Kerry.
He did, of course. He, as I said, he moved to Kerry in 1945 and played with Dr. Crokes, and he gave, you know, 60-year service to the Croke side. He was one of the vice presidents when he passed away in 2008, and he was very involved in the development of the pitch above on Lewis Road, the Dr. Crokes pitch.
So How did you come about being selected as the Kerry Rose Gemma? How does that process from the start?
Well, I suppose Wheatley was always something that I had wanted to do. I'd harboured dreams of being the Kerry Rose from a young age. Yeah. I had, yes. But
what young age are you talking about? Three?
4 or 5, I suppose, once you become aware of what's going on every August and the excitement. So I filled off an application form, and my sponsors were Killeen House Hotel. Michael and Geraldine Rosny are very good family friends, and they sponsored me, and we had a great few weeks in the, you know, in the build up to the selection. We got to meet all the girls, and we became great friends out of it. We did a Rose tour. We went around Kerry, and we had a night at the Dogs. It was great fun. And then we got down to interviews. We had 3 interviews: a single interview with the judges, a group interview, and then an on-stage interview with Áthaí O'Shea.
When your name was called out, Jimmy, they pull it out of the envelope, don't they? And they're saying the winner is Jimmy Kavanagh. Describe to us your feeling as soon as when your name, were you stunned? And tell us what you felt.
I was shocked, but I was delighted. I think looking back now, I think I was on autopilot. It was kind of an out-of-body experience. I've seen lots of photos of the night, and I was like, I can't remember that happening. But it was fantastic. It's definitely one of the highlights of my life so far.
So what's the build-up going to be like now to the actual Rose of Tralee itself? Because it's one of the biggest events in Ireland, even though a lot of people say they don't ever look at it, but everybody looks at it eventually. It has the biggest viewing numbers in Ireland on TV. What's the build-up going to be like now? What's going to happen? What are you going to be doing?
Well, there's a lot of preparations, Wheatley, a lot of wardrobe preparations.
While you're on that now, I was warned by my 2 daughters and my wife and my sister-in-law, Maura Sullivan, who lives across the road from you here, great friend of this family. She's a wife of Mike and Mira Sullivan. They warned me to ask you, describe the dress you're going to wear the night of the Rose.
I know
you can't do it, but that's why I'm going to ask you.
I don't want to give too much away, Wheatley, but hopefully it'll be a beautiful dress and hopefully everyone will think I went with the right choice anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So there's going to be a lot of build-up wardrobe and everything, really. Talk to us what's going to be happening, and you'll have to buy the dress. Will you get it made specially and all this type of thing? And is it very expensive, the whole thing, Jim?
It's not. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and a lot of the outfits are sponsored. I was back in Hannon's in Castle Island last week. They celebrated their 75th anniversary, and they have kindly sponsored a number of gowns for me and a gown for the Rose Ball. So that is the Friday, the August 16th.
Is that Lorna Hannon's shop?
Yes.
Do you know that she was the Kerry and Munster and All-Ireland badminton champion?
Oh, gosh, I wasn't aware of that now.
She's probably the greatest badminton player ever to come out of this county. Gosh. She won, I think, about 10 titles, maybe that anyway. She was fabulous. But it's going to be very busy, but very exciting times.
Very exciting, yes. Yeah. I mean, so far I've gotten to attend so many things and met so many people who I wouldn't normally cross paths with. And it's a great opportunity to get to meet people and experience things that you wouldn't normally experience. So I feel so lucky to have been given this opportunity.
Talk to us about growing up in Killarney, where you were a Killarney lady, and about your schooling and where you are now, Jimmy.
Well, I currently work in the family business. I work alongside my father, Donald Kavanagh, in Tork Medical Practice. There's been great excitement in the last few weeks. As you can imagine, everyone coming in has, you know, they're congratulating me and they're eager to talk about August. I've received so many cards from all over the county and beyond. Just to go back to your question, I attended St. Oliver's National School, Ballacashine, and I went to St. Bridget's Secondary School, and I've been living here in Killarney. I went to college in UCC and I did a master's in Dublin, and I returned to Killarney in 2010, and I'm so happy to be able to live and work in my hometown, because I know there are several people my age, a lot of my friends and family members who have had to go abroad to look for work. So I feel very lucky to be able to live in Killarney.
What does Killarney mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to me, Wheatley. You know, it's where I grew up, it's my home, it's where all my loved ones are and where all my memories have been made. I hope that I will be able to live here for the rest of my life, that I won't be forced to emigrate, like, as I said, many people have been. I was very involved with Christmas in Killarney last year. I got involved with it, I was a committee member, and that was such a fantastic experience, you know, to see what goes on behind the scenes of, you know, a community event. you know, I think Killarney is such a fantastic town in that respect, that there's always so much going on and people make such an effort. And I think Kerry is just the best place in the world to live, definitely.
Do you think, Gemma, coming from a huge footballing family, and your father and your grandfather and your great-grandfather and your brother and your cousins and all played with Kerry, do you think that would have influenced your life or your thinking in any way whatsoever? Do you think the Kerry football background would have something to do with Jimmy Kavanagh?
I suppose it would have, yes. As I said, you know, football always played a huge part in our lives here. We were always aware of, you know, the achievements of all the family members, and, it, you know, we've been able to meet a lot of lovely people and made great friendships. My father has made great friendships out of the GAA, as have my grandparents, and those friendships exist to this day, which is a fantastic thing.
What do you do for pastimes?
Pastimes? I love writing and baking, Rishi.
Yeah.
So it's a pity now I didn't bring some muffins down to you.
It isn't too late yet. So when is the Rose? I know, Gemma, tell us about it.
Well, the Rose actually begins for me on the 11th of August. I go on the Rose tour. So I think we begin in Dublin and we go to Belfast, Derry and Galway, and then we come into Tralee on the 16th of August. The festival itself starts the 14th of August. It's a few days longer this year because of the gathering. They're expecting, they've sent out an invitation to previous Roses and escorts and people involved in the festival down through the years. So hopefully there'll be a huge attendance this year at the festival. So we arrive in Tralee, as I said, on the 16th, and the selection nights are the 19th and 20th of August, the Monday and Tuesday night.
Well, you were going to have an idea now what your father, your grandfather and your great-grandfather experienced before All-Ireland finals and the nerves that they experienced and the occasion that occurs, because it's going to be like that. Are you a nervous person, or are you a person that has good control? Were you nervous before the Kerry Rose now? What type of person are you?
Well, I suppose I do get nervous, but I'm a great believer in organisation and being prepared. So hopefully by the time August 19th and 20th come around, I'll be well prepared and I'll be a professional by that stage.
Finishing up, Gemma, the natural question, of course, I should ask you is, have you time for boyfriends?
I do. I have a boyfriend from Mangerton Road, John Cronin. He is son of John B and Lily Cronin.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, if we didn't mention him tonight, you'll get down the banks. And finally, I've often met, well, not often, but sometimes I'd meet your dad and your mum in Jimmy O'Brien's. Now, Jimmy O'Brien's has closed, and we're all very sad about it, even though the bar is open again now. But I'd often meet your mum and dad there. They love going into Jimmy, and he'd often sing a little song for them.
They do. Jimmy O'Brien's has been a huge part of our family. Yeah, it was our family's local. We would always be there, you know, and if there was ever an occasion or a family wedding. I was actually there Friday 2 weeks ago. My cousin Shane Kavanagh from the Muckus Road married Anne Buckley from Dunrine, Tralee Road. And we popped in there after the Mass in Kilcommon Church, and Jimmy sang the Rose of Tralee to me.
Wow.
So he did. So it was a very special moment.
It was probably the last time he sang the Rose of Tralee inside in his own place. I bet you he brought down the house.
He did. It was a fantastic moment. So it was. It was lovely. As I've known Jimmy since I was a young child, so it was very poignant. It was a lovely moment.
Yeah, I bet it was. Finally, what other connections, football connections in the family, Jimmy?
Other footballing?
They're intermarriages. Is there people married in the...
Oh, yeah. Well, my auntie Catherine Kavanagh Gleeson, is married to Jim Gleeson. So the Gleeson side of my family are all involved with Spa GAA Club. Yeah. And
Jim won an All-Ireland with East Kerry, and he won county championships and Ardonagh Cups with Spa.
He did indeed, yes. So even though we're predominantly a Dr. Crokes family, we do support Spa. You know, we support the cousins, except on days that they're playing against the Crokes.
Is there any way we could get a Legion man or a woman married in here somewhere along the line?
I don't know about that, Rishi. You'll have to ask my father.
Come here, Gemma. Come here. Thanks for taking time out.
Thank you.
And you're going to be representing Kerry, and we're all very proud of you. And you're conscious, of course, that you're representing Kerry now, of course, yeah. And it's going to be a huge night. I have no doubt you're going to do very well. I only wish you the best of luck. And I have no doubt you're going to do Kerry very proud. It's going to be a very exciting time. Thanks for talking to me, because you're certainly not going to meet anybody with a football background like Jimmy Kavanagh in the Rose of Tralee. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, Rishi. Thank you very much.